Welcome to this week's episode of News of the North. It's July 4th, 2017, and I'm your host, Paul Filio, here with my co-host, Antoine Bergeron. Hey, Antoine, how's it going?
Pretty good, you?
Pretty good. Holiday weekend here, holiday weekend in the States. Everyone's having holidays, everyone's happy. Unless you're trying to buy orcs or tyranids from GW, in which case you're probably not happy, because they seem to be sold out of pretty much everything. That was my experience this week with GW when I called them. It's a good time to be playing 40K, apparently.
If you don't want those.
Well, yeah, exactly. If you're not playing one of those armies. Talk about a game with new life, right?
Yes.
It's crazy. All right. So let's take a look at what we got this week before I sidetrack us even more. As always, we're going to start with our non-crowdfunding news. And this week, we're starting with a little company called Corvus Belli. Infinity July releases.
So there is a lot of stuff, a bit for every faction. We won't go into detail. Just follow a link or go to their Facebook page. You'll have a lot of pictures and everything you want to know. I'll just highlight my favorite one is the RODOC, the Armed Imposition Detachment for the Combined Army. I like that heavy armored missile launcher trooper. Sorry. Always like the Morats.
So I'm looking at all the models and I'm not sure which one, because I don't see the names. It must be this one.
Silver armor.
Yeah. Okay, this is the one I'm looking at. Yeah, he looks pretty badass. Yeah. I'm not going to lie.
I always like the look of the Morat, so it fits there.
Well, you painted like the Morat.
The jump pack troops for Aleph. So.
Yep. They make me think of the 1-1, like the jetpack style they have. Yeah, as always, Infinity models, gorgeous. Paint jobs, amazing.
Yeah.
Gameplay, that was just a buggy home. It's a good game. Not my cup of tea, but a good game. All right. Next up, terrible kid stuff. Zhao Ka Tha and Cleric.
So they have two releases in two different scales. The first one, Zhao Ka Tha, like you said, is a bigger scale, a 75mm model. It's a limited edition. They only have 100 copy. And it's kind of a fantasy gladiator.
Yeah, I would say.
She would fit in Dark Age.
Yep, that's actually a very good point. The aesthetic is very similar to that. I'm just confused as to why the crest on her helmet is on sideways.
Dark Age?
Yeah, exactly. At first, I'm like, that's a weird picture. I look at it, I'm like, no, it's just her helmet is sideways or something.
Yeah.
Strange. Yeah, this is going to sound stupid, but that kind of ruins the whole model for me. I can't deal.
No, but I totally understand.
It's so weird. It's just a little thing. The model's gorgeous. The sculpt's amazing. The paint job they have, the display is excellent. In fact, I thought it was concept art at first. I didn't think it was a painted model.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it's actually it's pretty reasonably priced for scale, right? 35 euros?
Yes.
Hard to go wrong.
The second model is Cleric. So it's what looks like a fighter.
Don't make my mistake.
With a twin-headed sword and a giant cloak.
Well,
but he still has a cross, so he might be a cleric, but just using non-D&D weapon.
Yeah, a non-sanctioned weapon.
Yeah.
he's got the giant cross, and he's got like the little incense burner thing hanging from his belt.
Yeah.
Super nice model.
Yeah, this one is a 32mm scale, so the regular gaming size.
Yeah, if you want a battle cleric, this could be for you. And I suppose technically different gods allow different weapons for their clerics in D&D, so.
Mm-hmm. And I've been out of the loop for a while. It might be regular now for clerics to have.
No, it's not. They're usually still blunt weapons. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. What's up next? Shield Wolf Miniatures. New releases for the Shield Maiden Crumvale. Crumvale? Crumval?
Crum they're, something. They're warrior girls.
Yes.
So there's a bunch of stuff. I think most of that is regular release for the last Kickstarter that are finally coming out. There are some Bear Riders, a couple of characters, and Pack Yak. Yak.
That's exactly. One. It's a battle yak.
Yeah. It looks like a Pack Yak because it's it's loaded with stuff. But
but it's sharp stuff, so it's okay.
Yeah.
So you know what? Any company that's a battle yak, what more needs to be said?
Mm-hmm.
But some really nice models. I was looking at the Shield Lord B. At least I think that's what it says its name is. So I guess it's an alternate sculpt for the Shield Lord. Looks very, very cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we truly live in the golden age of miniatures, my friend. All right. Next up, Zenith Miniatures. New releases for Last Saga and Kensei.
So Last Saga was on Kickstarter a while back. They started to bring some stuff out to the general market. So here we have a starter for what they call Tanoar Guardians and also a character for them called the Faceless. And we also have some release for Kensei. So they're all Japanese names. So Aichi. Yeah, we'll do that. Kuro and Kiramusha. Yeah.
Yeah.
This one is a knight or a mounted samurai, maybe, or mounted.
Yeah. Some sort of cavalry figure.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Last Saga stuff looks really cool. I find the aesthetic is very Infinity-esque.
Yes.
So it doesn't stand out very well, I find. The particular models we look at look like a mix of some Pan Oceana and some other stuff. They're nice. Don't get me wrong. They're super nice. I just think that aesthetic is being filled by a different company. It may be hard for them to break out and develop that game.
Especially as they are Spanish too.
Yeah. The Kensei stuff, I mean, very nice historical figures. Or, you know, obviously it's not a historical game, but you know what I mean. The historical looking
figures. It's an historical game. Just the most recent releases added undeads and creatures, but when it started, it was purely historical.
Oh, okay. I didn't realize that. I thought it always had some of the funky stuff.
There is a big, huge number of historical miniature games are getting started in one of my gaming group, and they are starting to play a Test of Honor, but they're using the Warland miniatures, so to make a difference, and I like them better, I might get some Kensei to try Test of Honor.
Well, Kensei is they make good stuff. The models always been nice. Zenith's always made nice models. All right. Who we got next? Oh, another little company. Privateer Press. New War Machine releases.
So, I think last week or 2 weeks ago, we talked about the new releases for the Retribution of Sarah that got
the first wave.
This is the second wave. Once again, last time I mentioned their Riso Vass character, and now we have the unit that goes with him. They are my favorite release.
So nice. Yeah. I love those models. They have everything I'd liked about Legion of Everblight. I guess they're called Legionnaires.
Yeah.
They're Legionnaires, essentially, with nicer sculpts and not pointy bits sticking out all over the place. I really like them.
Yeah. So, on top of those, they got Emira, which is a Navy Warjack, a unit of Shael Arcanist, a Fane Knight Guardian, which is a solo, and Lord Gearshield, which is Gearshade 4.
Yeah, I don't... Gearshield's sculpt bothers me. His face seems super, super long.
Yeah.
A very nice sculpt otherwise. I think the face doesn't do it justice.
That might be the resurrection.
Yeah, well, being undead for a couple hundred years will do that to you. Fane Knight Guardian, cool model. but he makes me think of an anime character or a one of those live action like Ultraman style characters from Japan.
The Ed look, the helmet looked like
Ultraman. But I can't remember what the series was.
Yeah.
I think Mark Hamill was in one of the American adaptations. Was it Geiger or something? Anyway, I don't know. But it totally makes me think of that character. Yeah. Not much more to say about that. Awesome looking models. Gorshade's face looked like... Gorshade's face, or Gearshield, whatever he's called now, makes me think of that scene in Army of Darkness when Ash is crawling out of the book and his face is super long. That's what it makes me think of. There okay. we go. Next up, Cromlech, legendary saber... Sorry, legendary. Jeez. Legionary saber jet bike.
So those are proxies for 30k jet bikes, space marine jet bikes.
And they look really cool. I like the kind of big, bulky square design.
Yep.
I'm not a big fan of the Forge World penis jet bikes.
Me neither. So...
I used to like, what was the company that GW sued into oblivion in the States? You know who I'm talking about, right?
Yeah. The name doesn't come back.
I used to like his version of the jet bikes. Yeah. But I like these. They're bulky and they're not that pricey. Well, I mean, they're expensive, but they're not crazy. 20 euros.
Yeah.
Which isn't horrible. Yeah. It's not horrible for that.
So. I don't remember the Forge World ones by art, but they're pretty cheaper anyway than the Forge World ones.
Oh, I'm almost assured that they are. You know, because this makes great radio. I'm going to go look right now. Because, you know, now you've mentioned it, we have to look it up. And I'm in Canada. And... Oh my god, there's a new Legio Custodes dreadnought that I've never seen before.
The one with the missile launcher in the back?
Yeah, the one that makes me think of the old second edition Terminator metal models. Yes. What was I here for? Oh yeah, jet bikes. So, the Legion Scimitar pattern jet bike is 28 pounds.
Oh, which is a bit more.
Yeah.
Wow. 28 pounds, that's 30 something euros. So
yeah, yes, exactly. It's more. Yep. I know we're all shocked. But yeah, anyway, so I'll say the aesthetic of the Forge World one doesn't really appeal to me that much, but these I think look very cool in that bulky, you know, 30k kind of way. All right. Next up, Reaper Miniatures, July promo miniature.
So this is in their 25th anniversary line. This is the July one. We already mentioned those multiple times during the year. Every yep. month, there is a resculpt for one classic miniature. And this month, we have Darius the Blue, which is a wizard.
Yep. And the model was painted by Michael Proctor. It is a very traditional... looking mage with a gorgeous paint job.
Yeah.
I think it's an awesome looking fig. I like the little mouse familiar sitting on his spellbook.
Mm-hmm.
The model's got a lot of character. Reaper's really done a great job with these resculpts for the anniversary. I've liked most of them. And let's face it, they're all very stereotypical fantasy models, right?
But that's but what they do.
Yeah, no, and that's fine. But I find they have, these ones have a lot of character, a lot of like, the poses are really kind of dynamic and interesting compared to a lot of the regular, I'm a mage standing there with a stick.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think this guy looks pretty cool. And he's $12, but I think he's free if you buy a certain amount of stuff, isn't it?
Exactly.
Yeah, so for every $40 you spend, you get a free Darius the Blue. So that's not a bad deal. So, but spend 40, you get 12 for free, essentially.
Yes.
It's like a 20% rebate. That would be more than 20%, but whatever.
More than 25, so.
Yeah. Math is not my strong suit, yeah. Okay?
Don't do math live.
Yeah. my secret's out. All right. Next up, we're going right to our crowdfunding stuff. And first up this week, Last Bullet Games, Circle of Blood, the miniature game.
So this is a skirmish, well, a cross between an RPG and a war game, more of a skirmish game in the, what they call the Sinister Gormalak, which is probably the name of the city. It's a miniature game, mostly skirmish size, an hour or two, but it plays up to four player and there's even a solo version.
Yeah, because it's cooperative against the board game.
Yeah.
The models look nice.
Yeah.
It's kind of a future sci-fi. Makes me think a little Final Fantasy-ish. You don't agree because you're not saying anything?
I'm just trying to... Future sci-fi?
Well, it looks like... Hold on. Did I miss-see what I thought I saw? No,
it's just the... It looks more like... I agree with the fantasy, Final Fantasy, so more of a fantasy sci-fi.
I saw some with pistols.
Yeah,
so but I don't mean future like 40K. I mean, you know, more advanced fantasy.
Yeah.
What did I say?
That you said
what did
future
I say?
Sci-fi.
Sci-fi. That's not what I meant. I meant future fantasy.
Okay, that makes more sense.
Sorry. Again, I'm being retarded. Apparently, I can't talk live or do math live. So,
if you can't talk live, we're screwed.
Yeah, well, it's late.
Math is not so bad. We can skip math, but
it's like 11:30 at night. I'm still gonna edit this. Mm, you know,
not really. So there is a bunch of missions.
Future sci-fi.
Even in the Kickstarter, the game comes with I think 40 missions in the first book, and they're unlocking a lot of stuff with the new mission, new characters, new monsters. There are even some cardboard terrain available. So in the starter box, so lots of
stuff. I really like the look of this game. Mm-hmm. In fact, I'm going to send it to my board game addict friend, so he can buy it and I can play it. So let's see here, what do we got?
It has more of a feel of a skirmish miniature with an RPG level of detail on the characters than a board game.
It makes me think, like we've seen so many Descent style games, right? Yeah. Cooperative, dungeon crawl. This is very similar. So let's look at the price tag here. So €70 for the game with all the minis. That doesn't seem like a unreasonable price.
No.
That makes it about $100 Canadian.
Mm-hmm.
So actually in today's economy, that's really good because all these other games that were $100 are like $130 because of the exchange rate.
Yes.
So at that price, that's good. And I like the fact that it comes with buildings and like some 3D terrain of card. I think that's neat. All right. So let's look at the numbers. So they were looking for 16,000 pounds, euros. I can do this, Antoine, I swear. They are currently at 21,660 euros. So they have fully funded with 17 days left to go. So this Kickstarter should fund July 20th, 2017. Okay, I made it through that one. All right, next up. Foreground, The Legends of Fabled Realms.
This is a tabletop skirmish game. Purely, there's no RPG there. Set up in the Fabled Realms, like you said, this is a fantasy world with monsters slash demons. You are playing warbands. There's a bunch available already. They're unlocking new miniatures and new groups. There's starters of 8 miniatures, most all of them. So they have a northern style to most of them. A lot of cloaks, fur.
Yeah, in the sense it's got... sorry, I'm looking at some of the models and wondering how much Game of Thrones these people watch. Yeah, so it's got kind of a Game of Thrones feel, like the king, the northern stuff. So armor with your giant fur cloaks and very cool. Nice looking models from what we've seen. The aesthetic seems interesting. Let's see, what do we got here? So they're looking for 30,000 pounds. This one's actually in pounds. They have currently 52,602 pounds. So they are fully funded with 13 days left to go. So this Kickstarter should complete on July 16th, 2017. One more. Apocalypse Miniatures. Old World in the Wild 28mm Fantasy Resin Scenery.
The name is pretty...
Old World into the Wild.
Explanative?
Self-explanatory.
Yeah, so I can do English.
It's late. So. It's okay.
So this is a range of scenery cast in resin. It's a pretty small line, but nice building, pretty sharp. It's not tabletop world level, but it's also not the tabletop world price.
Yeah, for sure. There's some nice little buildings and stuff. I could totally see these on a War Machine table or something.
Yep.
And they've got some accessories like a little well and stuff. So, yeah. Looks pretty reasonable. You get some scatter stuff for £10.
And there's a good line of type of buildings available.
Yeah, there's a pretty good variety there. Okay, so let's look at the numbers. So they were looking for £1,000. They are currently at £1,700 with 23 days left to go. So I can only assume this Kickstarter will fund fully and it will complete on July 26, 2017. And that, sir, is a wrap.
It is.
All right. So I'll see you next week for more news.
Sure. Bye, geeks.
Thanks for listening to Geeks of the North. If you want to contact us, you can email us at geeksofthenorth@gmail.com. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/geeksofthenorth, or follow us on Twitter at geeksofthenorth. You can follow me, Paul, at prfilio, Antoine at Eltonio Berg, Steve at B_Steve, and if you really feel the need, I guess you can follow Yom. He's at Yomasta. Breaks and outro music by Ladrave. You can listen to them at ladrave.bandcamp.com. See you next time, geeks.
Thank you for checking out a United Geeks Network family member. If you enjoyed it and are looking for other online media with a geek culture slant, head over to UnitedGeeksNetwork.com, where you will find The Nerd Bite, daily themed updates about several facets of nerddom, with main focuses on the Marvel Cinematic Universe and things that fall under the Super Hulock fandom. Also, nerdy adventures, conventions, theme parks, and loot crates. The United Geeks Network. You can broadcast your geekiness at UnitedGeeksNetwork.com.